Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Other than tea officials themselves, there's probably no one single person in Greater Boston more concerned about the fate of the tea and rail ridership in general than former Governor Michael Dukakis. When he was in office, he invested heavily in the tea. Dukakis also recently served on the board of Amtrak. Dukakis currently advises the Patrick administration on transit issues and, in fact, had just finished a meeting with State Transportation Secretary James Aloisi when WBUR's David Boeri caught up with him on the Green Line.
You used to ride this to the office
every day. When I was governor, you know, people say to me, "You still riding the T?" And I say, "Well, I rode it when I was governor. Why wouldn't I ride it when I'm not governor? Not only that, I'm a senior citizen. And I've got my Charlie card and 65 cents. I mean, it's the best value in America. So why wouldn't I do that?"
And I was in your office the day after the 1988 election, after you lost to George Bush. You took the T into work
that
day. I did.
It wasn't a happy ride, but it wasn't because of the T.
You've talked about the money problems. It's a huge, huge deficit.
Well, they're running a deficit of about $160 million. Now, of course, the best way to cut a deficit is to encourage more and more people to ride the system.
But in fact, they're talking about cutting people. They're talking about big cuts. About what? About 20% of its job.
I can't imagine at this point in time, with global warming facing us, with all of these concerns about the environment, why any transit system in America would be cut. I mean, I just think it's unacceptable. This is the direction in which we have to move, and so it's going to be up to the legislature to come up with the kind of support that we need. But there are also significant federal funds now that are available, and I want to see us take advantage of every single last penny of that.
But you're saying that this is more than money. God knows that T has money problems, but you're saying it's much more than just money.
Well, it seems to me that there are serious management problems here. Now, I don't know the details. I'm not the governor, obviously. But we should not be having these crashes. Now, whether that's a lack of employee training, whether it's not being careful enough in terms of who you're employing, whether it's a combination of these things, I don't know. I certainly know on the construction side that we've got very serious problems. Seems to take forever to get anything done on the construction side. 5 years to complete some construction of Kenmore Square. 6 years to extend light rail 4 miles through Somerville. I mean, this is absurd. 1867, Irish and Chinese immigrants were laying 4 miles of track a day on the Transcontinental Railroad. We're fortunate. We have one of the best transit systems in the country. And we worked hard to make it so, but it's got to be managed effectively, make it stronger and better, and we can do that.
Why isn't Beacon Hill pushing this thing?
Anytime you have a recession and revenues start falling off the table, it's very difficult to talk to people about investing more. I mean, right now we're just trying to avoid fare increases and service cutbacks. On the other hand, there is now $8 billion on the table for high-speed rail in Washington. Substantially increased amounts of money for public transportation. And not just in the stimulus package. I mean, it's clear that the new president is committed to this on a long-term basis. So even while we struggle to deal with the immediate problem, we've got to be doing the planning and engineering for some of these projects. Looking forward, New England has got to get its act together. And I think this is a great opportunity for Governor Patrick to take leadership on the issue, to pull the New England governors together, to get us a regional rail plan. And the pieces are there. And then to go to Washington and work with a very strong congressional delegation and get us moving on this stuff. I don't want to keep hearing about how California and the Midwest are ahead of us. This was the first subway in America, you know, even before New York, even before Philadelphia.
Sometimes you can hear that, you know, as we turn the corners here and there. Yeah.
It's not brand new, but it's tremendously important. I mean, can you imagine Boston without the T? But we've got a responsibility to manage it effectively, to provide people with excellent service, to do so at the lowest possible cost. And to keep strengthening, expanding, and making it better and better and better. There's no reason under the sun why we can't. And we're way ahead of other cities. You know, other cities are going to have to spend billions to get what we already have.
And with that, former Governor Michael Dukakis got off the Green Line at the stop for Northeastern University, where he teaches political science. Dukakis will be back with more conversation about the MBTA on WBUR's Radio Boston at 1 p.m. today.